How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, family, to another episode of New Disciple Fellowship. I am the lead pastor, George Hobbs, of New Disciple Fellowship Church, a church that is being planted in the Felton, Delaware region. Our email address is newdisciplefellowshipchurch@gmail.com. Our Facebook and YouTube links are all in the show notes. Please reach out and say hello. By the way, I must mention that I just got done cutting an acre and a half of grass, so I'm a little congested, sneezy, getting over all of that, so please bear with me. Let's open with prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word today. We ask that you open our hearts and minds to receive your truth. May the Holy Spirit guide our words and our listeners' hearts, bringing clarity, understanding, and transformation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And again, this is episode 2. I hope you listen to episode 1 first so you know our foundation. Today we are talking about the very first step of becoming a Christian. That is repentance. And that's today's title, Repentance, the Forgotten Command. And today we're starting at the beginning. Not the beginning of creation, not the beginning of the gospel stories, but the beginning, the first step of discipleship. That is repentance. So let's be clear. And again, when I speak, I always cite my words with the Bible. So I will give you all those supporting texts here in a minute. But you have to understand that you cannot be a follower of Jesus if you have first not turned away from sin. Okay. You can't enter the kingdom of God if you're still clinging to the worldly things, right? You cannot claim to be born again because of a one-time sinner's prayer that you said with your lips and not with your heart, right? If your life isn't showing any change. So today, we're going to open the Word of God. We're going to rediscover why repentance is not just important, it's essential. Now, I know some of you are thinking, I've been a Christian for 10 years. I can skip episode 2. Listen, there are a lot of people who think they are saved who are not. I ask that you hear me out. Maybe you learn one nugget and then get back out into the world and, you know, bring the word, bring the gospel to the people. We live in a very sick world, and Jesus is the only prescription. He's the only remedy. Now, let's start with a biblical foundation of repentance, okay? And again, we're starting with the words of Jesus himself, Matthew 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So this is before he healed the sick, before he raised the dead, before he called his disciples, Jesus preached repentance, okay? This was not a suggestion. This was a command. And this wasn't unique to Jesus, okay? When John the Baptist came preparing the way of the Lord, what did he preach? Let's look to Matthew 3, verse 2. "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." How about Peter, when he stood on the day of the Pentecost, filled with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, right? And the people were pricked in their heart and asked, "What shall we do?" Do you remember what Peter's reply was? Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." That is Acts 2, verse 38. Now, do you see the pattern? Old Covenant, New Covenant, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, the Apostles. The message is always the same. It starts with repentance. So it's important, whether you're counseling a sinner who was, you're counseling to, you know, win him, to change his life, it is important that you define repentance clearly. Now, there is a Greek word for repent you can find in Strong's Concordance. I believe it's pronounced metanoō, something similar to that, right? What that means is to change one's mind, to turn specifically, right, to turn away from sin and toward God, okay? Now, this isn't sorrow. This isn't guilt. This is transformation. Look at 2 Corinthians, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Okay, so there's a sorrow that leads to repentance, but repentance is simply, it's not just feeling bad. It is a decision that you're not going to live this life anymore. Again, you will fail. We all will fail. But repenting, trying to change our life, living in a godly, Christ-like manner is repentance. Again, if someone claims to follow Jesus but is still living in unrepentant sin, then they have truly not repented. And without repentance, ladies and gentlemen, there is no salvation. Now, that's not George Hobbs saying that. That is Luke 13, verse 3. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Not maybe, not possibly. Jesus says, ye shall perish. So let's look at repentance. Verses the sinner's prayer, okay? Now, again, there's some old school Billy Graham followers listening to this podcast. I might be upsetting right now, but it needs to be said, okay? We, and when I say we, I mean a lot of the church, have allowed people to believe that saying a short prayer and walking to the front of the church means that they are saved, right? But and then they just go back to living their sinful ways, okay? But you can't find anywhere in the New Testament where you see anyone saved by a formulaic sinner's prayer. We see preaching, we see conviction, we see repentance, we see baptism, we see obedience. But not once do you see any prayer like, Dear Jesus, come into my heart. That language is not in Scripture. Now, listen, don't misunderstand what we're saying. Calling on the name of the Lord is biblical. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay, but please understand that that calling includes belief, repentance, and submission to Christ. It's not a one-time utterance. It is a lifelong turning towards Him. Okay? And it's important to understand that repentance must come first, right? You can't build a house on sand, and you cannot build a Christian life without the foundation of repentance. Repentance is what clears the ground of sin. It's what says, Lord, I'm done running, I'm turning back to you. Without every other part of Christian life, whether it's baptism, prayer, Bible reading, fellowship, that just becomes an empty ritual. That's why Jesus sent his disciples out. He told them in Mark 6, verse 12, quote, and they went out and preached that men should repent. So again, before healing, before casting out devils, before building physical churches, they taught repentance. And this is where we at New Disciple Fellowship will begin every journey, your first step to becoming a disciple and going out and being a fisher of men. Now, let's look at some examples of repentance in Scripture, okay? How about King David? After his sin with Bathsheba, David didn't just feel guilty. He repented. Psalm 51 is a raw, honest cry for mercy. Create me in a clean heart, O God, and renew me a right spirit within me. Right? That's Psalm 51, verse 10. So again, David didn't excuse his sin. He didn't blame Bathsheba. He cried out, against thee, thee only, I have sinned. That's repentance. How about the prodigal son, right? Jesus told this story in Luke 15. The son ran from his father, lived in sin, wasted his inheritance. But verse 17 says, and when he came to himself, that's the turning point, right? 18 says, I will arise and go to my father. That's repentance. And what does the father do? He runs to meet him. That's the heart of God, right? The prodigal son is such an important story. Ran from his father, lived in sin, wasted his inheritance. But when he turned his life around, when he decided to turn away from sin and turn to God, the father ran to him. He didn't, how dare you? No, he said, I love you. That's repentance. That is the heart of God. How about Nineveh? Right? Jonah didn't even want to preach to them. But when they did, when he did, they repented in sackcloth and ashes. And God spared an entire city. And repentance always produces fruit. Look at Matthew 3, verse 8. Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. Okay? True repentance isn't invisible. It produces change. It leads to holiness. So a person who repents of lying stops lying. A person who repents of lust flees from pornography. A person who repents of pride becomes humble. So repentance leads to obedience. And again, yes, we are going to falter, but God is always there to catch us. Now, the hard truth. What happens about repentance? When we remove repentance, we produce false converts. That's a big problem. Imagine thinking you're a Christian, standing before the Lord, and him saying, go from me, I never knew thee. Right? People who believe they're saved because of an emotional moment but never turned from sin. Now, again, we cite the Bible when we say these things. Jesus gave this warning in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to repeat that. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name? And then I will never, pardon me, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me. Okay, these are religious people. They called him Lord, but they never repented. They continued in iniquity. Let that be sobering to you. Okay? Let's talk about repentance and salvation. Now, some teach that repentance is a work and therefore unnecessary for salvation. But Scripture teaches the opposite. Let's look at 2 Peter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God's desire is that we repent, not that we just believe in our heads, but that we turn to him with our whole hearts, right? Repentance and faith go hand in hand, testifying repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Acts 20, 21. So, listener, my friend, and again, thank you so much for taking. There's hundreds of thousands of voices out there, right? Thank you for choosing us. But I want to ask you something. Have you truly repented? Now, before you answer that, I'm not asking you, have you gone to church? I'm not asking you if you've ever said a prayer. I'm not asking you if you've ever been baptized. Listener, my friend, have you turned from your sin and surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? Please remember that repentance is not a one-time event. It is a lifestyle. It is a daily saying, not my way, Lord, but yours. If today you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. At New Disciple Fellowship, we are not interested in making shallow believers. We are committed to making true disciples. And ladies and gentlemen, that journey begins with repentance. Before baptism, before church membership, before ministry, because only a changed heart can follow Jesus. If you're ready to repent, please do not wait, for we are not guaranteed the next second. Don't delay until tomorrow. Cry out to God today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We are broken and aware of our sin. Lord, we turn from the world. We turn from lust. We turn from pride. And we turn from ourselves. Let us repent. Oh God, create us a clean heart. We want to change. Help us follow Jesus in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you know what, Father, we are so grateful for your presence with us today. May your Holy Spirit empower us to live out the truths we discussed. We ask for your continued guidance. We ask for your continued protection as we go our separate ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer is powerful. Don't forget praying. Martin Luther used to pray for 2 or 3 hours every morning. Have you ever tried praying for 10 or 15 minutes? That's a long time. Martin Luther used to do it for 2 or 3 hours. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Episode 2, Repentance, the Forgotten Command, here at New Disciple Fellowship. This is just the beginning. We will continue to talk about what follows repentance. Until then, keep reading the Word. Keep in the Word. Keep praying. And remember, you can't be a new disciple if you haven't first repented. God bless each and every one of you, and we'll see you again the next time. God bless and take care.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.